Plattsboro Electric, this is Josh Wood. How can I help you?
Hi, Josh. This is Nadine with Local Splash. I'm part of the Google Guaranteed Upgrades Department. How are you?
All right.
Awesome, awesome. I hope I didn't catch you at a bad time. I'll be very brief, though, I promise. It sounds like you might be working. Are you in the middle of a job right now?
No, I am not at the moment.
Okay, okay. So I wanted to talk to you just because I know that we're currently, you know, managing as far as, like, your Google Local SEO, right, and the Facebook advertising and then the directories as well. There is a program, and I'm not sure if you've heard of it. You might qualify for it, so that's why I was calling. It's called Google Guaranteed. You'll see it at the very top of the page. It'll say sponsored Google Guaranteed with a green check mark. Does that sound familiar by chance?
No, but I have an idea of what you're talking about.
Okay. So what Google Guaranteed is, it's this program that Google created where you pay per lead, but this isn't the type of leads that I would compare to, like, Angie's leads or Thumbtack leads. These are leads, Josh, that'll come to you in the form of a phone call. You're not sharing them with anyone. They're only being sent to you, okay? Mm-hmm. And there are requirements for that program because Google also will put up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential client that selects you. So it's almost as if Google, you know, guarantees your work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the requirements are that they want you to have at least 5 Google reviews on your Google business profile, which, if I'm not mistaken, I think I saw that you had 4. So you're, like, almost there,
yeah,
right? Now, and good job on that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they also require a background check. So they go back 7 years. They just want to make sure you don't have felonies. They're not looking at credit or misdemeanors, which I'm sure you have a clean, you know, record the last 7 years.
Of course.
They will also require one of the two. It's either the Tennessee State Electrical Contractor's License with the CE, which is the electrical classification, or the TN State Limited Licensed Electrician, which is also known as the LLE license.
Which is what I have.
Okay, so you have the second one I mentioned. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Perfect. Now, they do also require that you have a $250,000 general liability insurance. They're not asking you to endorse Google on there. It's just knowing that you have that proof of insurance.
I'm pretty sure I have $2 million liability.
I'll be honest with you. The majority of the time, everyone has either $1 or $2 million, more than what the state requires.
It literally costs a couple $100 more when you do it. It doesn't make sense.
You know, I was just going to say that. When I had my catering business, it was like, I might as well get the $1 million one because it makes no sense getting one that's less than that. I'm still paying the same. I think, if anything, I paid, like, probably $10 more a month. So, you meet the requirements. Basically, how it works is there's a $250 application fee. What we do is we send you the application. You fill it out. You upload your documents. We push it through to Google to get it approved, okay? The approval process, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks. I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks, but I will say this. It depends on how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get approved, then we would follow up to let you know that you've been approved and to activate your leads within 3 days, unless if you said, no, activate them now or activate them next month. Okay. So they would be activated as you would want them to.
Mm-hmm.
To activate the leads, okay, you're looking at a minimum monthly budget of $420, which is going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. Basically, Josh, your leads are $32. So when a call comes in from the Google Guaranteed, it'll deduct the $32 from the $420 budget, okay, that you have there.
Mm-hmm.
The kicker on it is, let's say that someone called you, I don't know, to replace a water heater. That's completely outside of your services. Google's going to credit the lead back to you because it is unqualified. If someone called you outside of your service area, and as long as you don't accept the job, it's an unqualified lead, Google's going to credit it back. If they call to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, those are unqualified leads. They will be credited back. What is considered a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone. Let's say you gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate. Now, Google assigns a special tracking number to you that's linked to your phone. All the calls are recorded, and this is the way they have it set up with the AI system is they'll know what's qualified and what's not. However, because we're managing all of this, if we see that one slip through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google on your behalf to have that credited back, okay? If you only got one lead in the month, what is left over out of that 420 budget, it's going to roll over to the next month. So the following month, you're not paying $420 again. What you're going to pay is $32 for the lead that you received the month before because it rolls over. So basically, like what you're doing is replenishing what you need to get it back up to the $420. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. Now, if you're going on vacation, you know, who knows, maybe you're going on vacation for a week or so or a few days, or you're just on a project that you're bombarded right now. You can't handle more leads. What you do is you call us and you say, pause my leads. We pause them immediately. Now, we don't remove the pause until you call us back to say, okay, go ahead and remove the pause. Even though they're on pause, that profile isn't going to disappear. Okay, it's still visible. It's just that you don't have the green check mark, which indicates that your leads aren't on, which instead of it showing the tracking number, it reverts to your actual phone number. So if you get a call during the time that it's on pause, you're not being charged for it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and interrupt you there right now. At this time, I'm so busy that I don't need another lead generation.
I'm sorry, my phone cut out. I apologize. You were mentioning that at this time.
I don't need any other lead. I'm so busy, I don't really need any other lead generation
it's
at the moment.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
So,
I'm really glad to hear that.
But I will keep this in mind since I'm already using you guys for my other stuff. And I appreciate your phone call today.
Yeah,
and you
no
taking
worries.
Time to lay this all out for me.
What I'm going to do, Josh, because I know that we have your email is joshuawood@lastcallelectric.com. I'm going to send you a recap with everything that I discussed with you about that. So this way, if it is something you're interested in, my contact information is at the bottom. You are more than welcome to call me. Just know that they don't charge you for the leads. It's only just for the application until you get approved. And even once you get approved, if you're like, hey, I'm too busy right now, do not turn them on. They're not going to activate the leads until you give us that permission.
Okay.
All right. But thank you for taking the time to speak with me. I hope you have a blessed 4th of July.
You too. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.